Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. The men who play it make it so. All of them are fearless. All of them are strong, quick, and all of them are part of a story that began long ago. A story written by men who found in a sport a demanding measure for their own courage and ability.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And we are here week 5 of the NFL season. And we are here to talk about the wonderful world of the National Football League. And of course, our Pick'ems League and our Fantasy League. And read an email and read some tweets. But normally just talk about the football. I need to get sound effects in here eventually, but not my normal sound effects. I need like a real soundboard to help everything. But anyway, on to who we have. I am your host. I am here, Heavy Set, and we also have the Mop Jockey.
Hey.
And we have FTW.
Hi.
Yeah, you guys are great. Hi. Anyway, let's start off with how our teams did, because that's where I want to start.
Well, can I start off with congratulations to Aunt and Amy for having another beautiful little baby? And the first words out of their mouth was cunt. I don't understand.
Yes. That was awesome.
And we also have the news that FTW gave birth to a cucumber.
Is that what we're calling it now? Is it called giving birth to?
I think it was about the same weight as Jarvis, so maybe give or take a little bit. But yeah, congrats, Shane.
Fuck off.
It's a real crowning achievement.
I see what you did there.
Let's start with how our teams did, and let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Don't get me... whatever, dude. Lost fucking cause.
Gotta be more than that. Tell us how you really feel. Are you getting a DeMarco Murray jersey?
No.
Are you getting a Tim Tebow jersey?
Yep.
Donovan McNabb.
I have one.
When's the last time you wore it?
4 years ago. Probably don't even fit me anymore.
Because you're fat.
No.
You're fat.
I was fat when I bought the jersey.
All right. Since you have nothing else left to say on that, how about the Buffalo Bills? Who also lost?
Penalties. They're tacky. And that offensive line was running their mouths. Too many personal misconduct penalties. They're their own worst enemies, and it's honestly, it's funny to watch.
Yeah, did anybody else notice it continued the same thing of one of us had all of our teams lose, one of us had one win, one loss, the other one had all of them win.
Does having a bye count as win?
Hey, my team didn't fucking lose, so it's a win.
Okay. So you have nothing else on the Bills?
No.
Such a man of many words, much like a former co-host. Anyway, let's talk about, the Titans, how about the...
Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
They played really well. I'm a little concerned with the, let's get out to a big lead in the first half, and then, well, we'll let them back in the game again. They've done that now, three games in a row. It's a little worrisome, but they're winning them. That's all that matters right now.
Some people are arguing that they could be one of the best teams in the NFL.
And like I said, they need to start fucking doing this in December. This is fucking October, September. Do it in December.
I'm trying to remember.
The last time the Bears won a game?
No. The last... We're still on the Bengals right now. Of who I was listening to. And they were basically saying, like, you know, it's a good team, but the whole thing is, you're doing great now, but you need to show us, you know, later. Like... And they were saying that they hope they can get that their first win. I want to say it was PTI. They said that they think you could possibly see the Bengals versus the Patriots in the NFC Championship game, which would mean they would have gotten a playoff win.
Like, and it's not just this year. They've done this repeatedly over several years. They play great at the beginning of the year. Then they come down to the end. I think it was 2 years ago. They Okay. They come down to the end of the season at like 10-5 or something. They played the Jets week 17. If they beat the Jets, they knock them out of the playoffs. If the Jets win, they have to turn around the very next week and play the Jets again in the wild card round. Guess what? They lost both of those games. The Jets beat them week 17, then turn around and beat them again in the wild card round.
Sounds like the Bears when we had the last week of the season. All we had to do was beat the Packers, and they were out of the playoffs. Even though we had already won the division, we still kind of wanted to, you know, knock the Packers out. And of course, that leads to the NFC Championship game against the two, and the Packers go to the Super Bowl and win it.
It's really frustrating. It really is. I don't know why they. God damn it. I don't know why they can't finish a game or a game or a season.
Yeah. Part of me wants to see the Bengals get a win. The other part of me wants to see you suffer.
Dude, at this point, I'm so fucking used to it.
I think it's they almost have to get one. They have to get a win. But
you,
then again,
think that
they've been going to the playoffs how many years straight now?
Five or six since like 09, 08, something like that.
Which is a long time.
Oh yeah, it's a long time. But then again, everything before that, 80s, 90s. Early 2000s were all awful.
Mm-hmm. And I still think what would be an amazing, unpredictable Super Bowl, the Cardinals versus the Bengals.
That would actually be pretty cool.
And Carson Palmer would probably be playing some, like an asshole.
No. Carson Palmer would probably be already injured by then.
All right. Go into the Bears, start with their win. It's great to see a win, but I'm not expecting a lot from this team. They did play a little bit better.
Yeah, Cutler. Defensively, they played really well.
Yeah, but didn't get to watch the game at all. I looked at my phone towards the end of the game, and I think it was one of those things my phone didn't update all the way. I swore when I looked at it, it said 7 seconds left. The Raiders had the ball. It was first down in Raiders territory. So I thought, okay, it's over. Next thing I know, as I'm watching TV, watching the Browns game, it came up on the bottom. Score alert! 2 seconds left. Bears kick a field goal. And I'm like, how did that happen? There was 5 seconds there. And I would expect the Raiders to have just kneeled. But what I think happened was it didn't load all the way.
Yeah, I'd listened to that game, and I don't remember the whole sequence of events. I really don't.
And then we have the Browns. And that was the game I was watching. It was at least a close game, and they almost pulled out a win. I'm kind of happy to see McCown fail more. That's another loss for him. He started 3 games, and they've lost all 3 games, even though he was out of one, but he still technically started, and they still technically lost. So not looking good for him on the long scheme of things. And with their record coming up, I'm not the record, but their schedule coming up, it's not very favorable of... Bengals this week, then Broncos, Rams, Cardinals, then 4 straight division games. Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, San Francisco, Seattle, Kansas City, and end with Pittsburgh. Maybe 2 wins there? And I'm counting one of the Bengals games as a win. I think the November 5th game, because I believe that's going to be a Thursday night game.
Yeah, I figure they'll end up probably splitting with the rest of the division. I mean... typically what ends up happening every year.
I don't know if we're going to split.
Do you get Pittsburgh before Roethlisberger comes back?
I think he's supposed to come back week 7. No. Mm. We're going to get him when he's back. And we haven't beaten Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh forever. And the November 15th game, which granted we're going to be coming off 10 days off, or 9 days off. So... possible, but that's highly unlikely. If we're going to beat them, it's going to be the last game of the season, and we both actually might be mathematically eliminated by then. Yeah. I was hoping they would have pulled it off, but...
No, the special teams doesn't know how to line up on the line in a straight line or not be over the line.
Well, the thing is, too, that player isn't a rookie. He's a vet. And the last team he played on, if I'm correct, the Packers.
That would be fitting.
So... he just explained that, you know, he was trying to go for a play, you know, you can't really blame him too much for it.
Yeah.
Was it a bad mistake? Yeah, but it's one of those things like you're trying to make a play and not lose the game.
I understand making a play if you jump off sides, but to line up off sides, you're a fucking idiot.
I don't think he was gotten for the lining up part.
Yeah, he was nabbed for being across the line of scrimmage before the ball snapped, because he was actually down in a stance almost a good foot ahead of the rest of the defensive line.
Yeah, I thought they caught him on offsides when he went forward.
Mm-mm. No, they caught him before the snap or whatever the...
No, it wasn't.
Whatever the penalty is that you line up offsides.
It wasn't... I don't think he got called for lining up offsides. He actually... Because I was watching the game, they actually hiked the ball.
Yeah, they hiked the ball, but that he was lined up offsides, though, before the snap of the ball. So he was down in his stance across the line.
I'm trying to look it up now really quick, just to get the proper...
Yeah, I don't remember what exactly the penalty was called, but yeah, because they made... Because I was watching some of that, too, on Red Zone. And yeah, they made a big deal out of highlighting him being that much further ahead of everyone else.
First thing that pops up is an article that's saying Tremont Williams says NFL told Browns I wasn't offsides on Chargers game-winning field goal attempt. NFL disputes it. That almost goes with the story that I heard that you have the one player, I forget what team he's on, who did Tampa Bay go up against? Carolina. I think it was someone on the Panthers, and he wanted to clear a certain touchdown celebration dance with the NFL. And supposedly he called them up because he wanted to intercept Winston, I guess it was, if I got the story correct. And if he did, he was going to do a certain touchdown dance. And he did it, and they fined him for it. Well, penalty, gave him a penalty and fined him for it. And they're trying to say that no such call happened, and or there's like no record of it or whatever. And I was thinking when I heard this story, I would have been like, did we learn anything from the whole Ray Rice thing with... Investigators saying that they had sent over, not an investigator, I should say the police, whoever had the casino, who had the videotape, sent the videotape over to the NFL, and they had spoke with someone, and they said, yes, we've seen it, it's so disgusting and all that kind of stuff. But later on, whenever that extra suspension was given to Ray Rice, and that little information came out, they're like, oh, you know, we don't know who this person that they talked to is, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'd have that call recorded if that was real. Anybody?
Yeah, at this point, I think if I was either side, I'd record everything, just because they keep, the NFL makes the rules up as they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, including penalties in the middle of, or at the end of football games.
Yeah, I haven't seen that actual play, but that's a huge thing. And the only thing that sucks, that's another play where Detroit got hosed.
Dude, Calvin Johnson has been in the middle of so many controversial calls. The touchdown in the end zone that he kind of sat down, and then the ball comes out and it's ruled incomplete. That was a couple of years ago.
The one against the Bears.
Was that against the Bears? I don't remember who it was against. But yeah, I did watch the play, and the linebacker pretty clearly just takes the palm of his hand and smacks the ball out of bounds. There was no attempt to recover that ball.
I think pretty soon all plays are going to be reviewable, at least by the officials or by the NFL office, to where somebody's watching that game from like a TV screen or whatever, and then they're like, whoa, 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 we need to review that.
Well, I don't know about all, but at least on turnovers, at least do turnovers that are reviewable, because the problem was the coaches couldn't even challenge it,
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't a scoring play, and it was a non-reviewable call because it was considered a judgment call. But the linebacker even came out afterward and said, yeah, I just knocked the ball out of the end zone. I didn't know that was a penalty.
Yeah.
So he even said it himself. The NFL come out and said, yeah, that was the wrong call. But how do you fix that? You take it gives the ball to Seattle in the 20 with very little time left, instead of Detroit on the half-yard line, first and goal, in a 7-point game. Yeah, saying it afterwards, fucking great. Yeah, you fucked up. That doesn't fix it, though.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get into pick breakdown. Everybody picked Green Bay, got it right. Everybody picked Buffalo, got it wrong. Everybody picked Atlanta, got it right. Carolina got it right. And that's the end of where we all differ. Karp was the only one to pick St. Louis. And only two people picked Jacksonville, one of them being on this call.
Did Jacksonville win?
No, lost.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying two people picked them over Indy. And not a lot of room, I mean, not a lot of space between everybody. We have Ant, Mop, and Shane, FTW, with 8. MJR, Brian, and myself with 9. Bartender, Mart, Miguel, DRG, all with 10. And the four-way tie with the best of the week, 11. GBL, Wayne, of all people, who's starting to make some movement, Double A, and Carp.
Yeah, I believe that's 2 weeks in a row for Wayne to be in the first spot.
Yeah. So, currently in last place, which is 14th, with 26 correct, we have Bartender, 13th place, 29 correct, To Pimp a Butterflies, which is MJR. 12th place, Miguel Boobs with 31. 11th place, Brian Toons Terrible with 34. In 10th place, Arkham Knights Shane with 35. In 9th place, Mop Jockey with 36. There's a little trend here this week of Mop, I should say Shane being the bottom to Mop's top.
Yeah, he's used to it.
Shut up.
tie for 7th place, myself and Ant. 6th place, Wayne with 39. Tie for 4th place, DRG and Mart. Actually, no. Tie for 3rd place, DRG and Mart and Carp. Tie for 1st place, GBL and AA. And on to our fantasy league that we have. Currently in last place, we have Tebow Lives at 0-4. 13th place, Pin Me Pay Me at 1-3. 12th place, Nickel D, 1-3. American Males, myself, 11th place, 1-3. 10th place, Bartender, 1-2-1. 9th place, Twisted Savages, 2-1. 8th place, Plan B, 2-2. My bad, Twisted Savages is 2-2. 7th place, Boobs, Miguel, 2-2. 6th place, The Beast Incarnate, 2-2. 5th place, The Bullshit Brits, 3-1. 4th place, hashtag the NFL Network, 3-1. 3rd place, Sloppy Moppy, 3-1. Dropping down into the 2nd spot, we have Die, Cronky Die, 3-1. And in 1st place, technically undefeated, we have Carp's Tip Top Team, 3-0-1.
Yeah, and I get Die, Cronky Die this week, too. I get Jack. So this should be interesting.
You got that, I got Boobs, and Shane's got the Bartender.
Yep. Bartender's the only person that's beat me so far.
And
Dan beat me this week because Marshawn Lynch was out and I didn't have anybody to replace him.
So you got the waiver wire.
There's nothing on the waiver wire.
Or did you wait till... Yeah, there's a lot of people that if I see like probable, not probable, if I see any question that they might not be playing, I just bench them.
It depends on who it is.
But actually, they announced Marshall after the 1 o'clock game, so you had anybody who was still left to play 4 o'clock Sunday night and Monday night.
I was
at a friend's house when that came up, and we had happened to be talking fantasy football prior to that, and he said something about Marshawn Lynch and how he needed him to have a great day. And I'm like, you said you had Lynch, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, he's out. And I showed him the alert from NFL Mobile. He's like, oh, okay. Should I put in his backup or should I put in CJ Spiller? And I was like, CJ Spiller. And then I watched the Sunday night game, and he had a fucking damn good game. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, I don't know about a good game. He had one good play, fucker.
I think fantasy-wise, though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got a lot of points because he, what was it, an 80-yard touchdown?
Yeah.
Well, right there is 14 points.
That depending on your league.
Well, I'm figuring one point for every 10 yards and then 6 points for the touchdown.
He's also in a straight point league. That's what I'm going to call it, where there's no fractions. Like, he showed me like the score of his game, and it was an even number. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I'm in two of those. It's kind of fucking annoying.
Yeah. Like I said, we've had this league forever. Not forever, but so many years. And actually, all the other leagues I'm in, too, I've never seen a tie. But we managed to get that on a fraction. You know that happens a lot more in the other ones.
Oh, it happens pretty regular in a non-fraction league.
Because I've won many games by, like, decimals. Fractions.
I'm pretty sure I beat Ant this last week in the WIR league by less than 1 point.
If I'd have had Calvin Johnson manage to get that fucking touchdown, I probably would have won by a fractional point without having a starting quarterback, because by the time I got around to actually fucking with my lineup, it was Friday, and it was too late. And I was like, son of a
bitch. That's why you do it Thursday morning.
Normally, yeah, I gotta do that. Actually, I gotta do that tonight. But I don't know if I have playing. If I have anybody who's playing, I'll get to it. I think normally I do it before I go to bed on Wednesday night, so tonight before I go to bed. But I'll look at that shit later. Let's get into our picks for this week, starting with our teams. Let's go with the 1-3 Chicago Bears at the 1-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City is a 9-point favorite. I'm going with Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm taking Kansas City. They may be 1-3, but if you look at their three losses, it's Denver, Seattle, and Cincinnati. There's going to be a lot of teams that are going to lose to those three teams.
Well, look at Chicago, Green Bay, Seattle, and Oakland. Oakland's not traditional, but
they beat Oakland.
Not Oakland, because I was thinking Browns for a second. Who did they just lose to? Seattle, Green Bay. Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, that's three good teams too to lose to.
Yeah. So I know going into the Raiders game, everybody was kind of like, I read an article or something along the lines of, you know, the Bears aren't probably as bad as we think they are. Just look at the three teams they went against. And I looked at it, I was like, wow, that's true. So, I mean, I'm still not high on them. I'm going to go with Kansas City for right now. They can prove me wrong. They can prove me wrong, but I can't go for that. Anyway, the 1-2 Tennessee Titans hosting the 2-2 Buffalo Bills. We got a twofer here. And I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'll take Buffalo.
Also, on buys this week, I got to try to remember doing this. Carolina, Miami, Minnesota, and the New York Jets. The 1-3 Cleveland Browns at the 1-3 Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite. I have to go Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to take the chance, and I'm going to take Cleveland.
All right. I can dig it.
Yeah, I was having a hard time picking underdogs this week, so I figured if anybody could do it, Cleveland knows Baltimore. Baltimore's not playing well, so.
Yeah, but they've also had, like, extra time to.
Well, unless they were in that extra time, they found an all-new offensive line, Baltimore's still going to be bad.
The 1-3 New Orleans Saints at the 1-3 Philadelphia Eagles, 4.5-point favorite are the Eagles. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to pick the Saints.
I'm going with the Saints.
I'm going Philly.
And the last but not least, the 2-2 Seattle Seahawks at the 4-0 Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati is a 2.5-point favorite, and I'm going to pick the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm going to take Cincinnati because these are the games they can win because it's October. If this game was in December, they wouldn't win it.
Yeah. This game was in February. They definitely wouldn't win it.
Oh, they have no fucking shot.
And that'll do it for our teams. I think we got them all. All six. And let's get into the hashtag huddle segment. Should we start with email or the tweets?
Whatever. Email.
What'd you say, Shane?
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
So we are going to start with double fisting, Shane.
Just what we do on a nightly basis.
Yeah, he said whatever. I hear he's DTF.
Yeah, I definitely have heard he's DTF.
All right. Start with the email. And it's from Annie Anderson. Hello, boys and FTW. Right now, who would be your top five teams in the NFL? Mine right now would be number one, Patriots. Number two, Packers. Number three, Bengals. Number four, Broncos. And number five, Cardinals. Who is your power bottom three? Oh, no, just who is your bottom three? Mine would be, with one being the worst, number one, the Bears. Yes, they squeaked out a win at home, but I still see them with the worst record at the end of the season. Number two, the 49ers. Number three, the Dolphins. Thank you for reading my email, and this has been my Nickel D comment of the week, double A. P.S. You know dad jokes are funny. Just deal with it.
Dad jokes are funny to old dads.
Yeah, that's coming from the grandpa on the show.
I ain't a dad, though.
But you're old, like grandpa.
I just make Shane call me daddy.
Fuck. Big daddy.
Big daddy.
Does he like to call you Big Papa?
No, but he does it.
He's going really quiet right now.
Eh, I'm just thinking of my choices.
Well, the only one on his list that I don't agree with is Miami. There's too much fucking talent. They have to correct that ship somehow. Tampa Bay is way worse than Miami.
How? Where did you rank them? That's one reason why I wanted your standing.
I had them at 13-3 to start the season.
Yeah, so maybe you want to back away from that claim right now.
That they're a very talented team? No. That they're winning games? Yeah, they're not winning any fucking games.
Did you hear the story about Ryan Tannehill in practice?
That he got mad at one of the fucking practice squad players for picking him off, and then he turns around and says, yeah, enjoy your practice squad check. Fuck him.
They kept picking him off. And then Philbin, before he was cut, had to say, hey, you guys need to stop it.
Wow. No, I didn't hear that part. But
now, did you hear the story that came out of New England today?
Yeah, that Brady pays the guys that pick him off?
Yes.
And I fucking hate Tom Brady, but I can respect that.
Yeah. He's basically, I mean, he probably understands that, A, they don't get a lot of money, but that's going to help improve his game. Like, okay, this guy picked that off, okay.
Well, not just his game. If their defense is you picking him off the practice squad guys, means that their defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start with the bottom three. I actually have to go with all three Florida teams right now. I put Tampa Bay number one, then Jacksonville, and then actually no, because I want to throw the Texans in there too.
Well, don't forget Detroit.
I'm not going to throw in Detroit just yet.
I said at the beginning of the season I'm done. They're done.
They were really close in that last game, and I'm going to count that. Not counting it as a win, but as a game that they were in.
It was a game in Detroit against a very bad Seattle offense.
I still think they put. I don't think they're bottom three just yet. If we did bottom five, maybe. Hey, bottom three.
And I'm afraid to put Houston there too because, well, now they've got Peterson or Foster back. That's going to make a big difference.
Who's their quarterback?
I think they announced Mallett is still starting. But
yeah.
Do you realize they're on pace for 800 and some pass attempts this year? They had 400 for the season last year. They're over 200 after the first four games.
It's ridiculous.
They cannot win that way. There's no fucking way they can win that way. And I was ready to put New Orleans in that bottom three too, but they found a way to win this past week. But there's still so many problems with that fucking team.
I'm wondering what they should do with Breeze.
As in?
Do you part ways with him?
I mean, you're only holding on to him because his name's fucking Drew Breeze. It's not his performance.
It's like they showed in the game about his arm movement, how like a couple of years ago, you know, his throws went back farther, where his arm went back farther during the throws. But now it's limited. And I mean, he's still making some throws, but like he's kind of being like Peyton Manning.
I was going to say, can't you just say the same thing about Peyton Manning?
They both definitely should retire.
Yeah, I think they both stuck around a year longer than they should have.
I don't know. It depends on how the Broncos do. If they can make it to the AFC Championship game, it might not be all that bad for Peyton.
Yeah, but it's...
But I don't see Drew Brees doing the same thing in the NFC.
Well, no, because Drew Brees doesn't have fucking Denver's goddamn defense. Dude, Denver's defense is legit. They are good. The New Orleans defense, not so much.
Speaking of the Broncos, let's go top five teams. Number one for me is the Patriots. I do it for two reasons. A, because I think Tom Brady and Gronk, I mean, right now they are both healthy. It's not a thing, but they are both healthy. And I just think as long as they're good and they're the defending champions, it's hard to get them out of the number one spot.
Yeah, I'm kind of at a 1A and 1B and with them and the Packers.
I should say, and being undefeated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that helps. But yeah, I'm at 1A and 1B with them and the Packers. They're the two best teams in football right now.
As of right now, I wouldn't be surprised with a Patriots-Packers Super Bowl, but I would much rather the Packers not make it to the Super Bowl.
I would prefer neither team make it, but one of the two is definitely going to.
See, if the Patriots win, that would give them five Super Bowls or six?
Six, I believe.
Sure.
I'm going to look that up real quick.
Regardless, I don't want to hear fucking a bunch of fucking Bostonians. Oh, we got the best team in the NFL. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking dead. ESPN,
yeah, but
ESPN might jizz all over itself if fucking New England wins back-to-back.
Yeah, they're not in that much of a love affair like they were with, like, fucking Tebow.
Oh, dude. They are all about the Tom Brady New England Patriots.
They would be five. They won 2001, 2003, 2004, and then, obviously, 14. So if they would have, I still think, if they would have won those two, they'd be at six Super Bowls. And I just want Steelers fans to shut up.
They're not going to, and it would just, the voice would change from a Pittsburgh accent to a fucking New England accent.
Pittsburgh fans are way worse.
I don't know, man. It's kind of a three-way tie almost between Pittsburgh, New England, and Dallas.
I still think from my travels, Pittsburgh is still the most widely, not growing fan base, but widely spread fan base.
The biggest bandwagon?
Partially, yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about also with, you know, these fucking New England teams, what about those fucking Red Sox and all their fucking fans?
Oh my God, it's the same people.
Well, you don't, how the Red Sox do this year?
Oh, this is football.
All that matters is the Yankees aren't playing anymore.
How'd the Heat exactly. do?
We'll see. I mean, the season's 21 days away. 20 days now, but who's counting?
I was going to say, do we have a fucking countdown timer going here or something?
Yes, we do.
All right. Going back to the top five list. Patriots, Packers, 1 and 2. And then for me, I'm going to go Cardinals. No, Falcons, Cardinals, and then Bengals.
I think I would go New England and Green Bay, probably Denver, Cincinnati, Atlanta.
What about you, Shane?
Bottom three I would put Miami, Houston, Philadelphia, top five. New England, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Denver.
How can I forget Philly in the bottom three?
I'm just on Denver, I'm so worried about that offense. That offense is in shambles right now. They're winning games because of their defense. And so that worries me a little.
They're winning games with their defense, and I still think they're a winning game with the mind that you have behind offense. I think they're still finding ways to score, but not the same way that they used to.
Well, it sounds like whoever the new offensive coordinator that came in is trying to make Peyton play his system and not the system that Peyton has played for 15 years now. And it's just, it's not working.
Yeah.
My Wi-Fi keeps cutting out, so if I go off again, it's probably not going to come back on. There's something going on with it. I've already dropped this call five times.
Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Anyway, with that being said.
Bottom three. I didn't do bottom three. I think Tampa, Jackson, Tampa, Chicago, Houston.
And then I said Tampa, Jacksonville, and then Houston. I still think Miami's... I want to throw Miami in that bottom three just because they did so bad because they don't have a coach anymore.
Well, we'll see what the new coach brings with them. But, yeah, they have played so horribly.
Right. Let's get into the tweets.
The twits?
Not a whole lot because people don't like us anymore. And start off with Mr. DRG. I hate myself for saying this, but let's go Flacco. Earn that money. Hashtag NFL easy picks.
Yeah, yeah. Thank the Pittsburgh Steelers for letting Baltimore win that game.
Which goes on to his second tweet. Woohoo! I had 24-20 Baltimore for my pick. Off by one. Ain't too shabby. Hashtag NFL easy picks.
I wonder who the backup to Vic is, because they may have they may earn a job here real soon.
I forget who it is. Thought I heard who it was, but
you can't have probably the two best skill position players on the same team and do that.
Yeah. Another one from Mr. DRG. It's a quote retweet. He puts hashtag NFL easy picks, but the original tweet read, Josh Scobie misses his exit while driving home after the game.
Dude, that is such a problem right now in the NFL. Oh my God, there was so many missed field goals.
There was a lot of great memes that I seen on Saturday after they got rid of Scobie. And one of them off the top of my head that was probably one of the funniest, and it was one of those memes that said, still better kicker than Josh Scobie. Still better than type memes. And it was Charlie Brown kicking the football and missing.
And I don't understand it. In Jacksonville, he was really good. I don't know. Is it that big a difference going from Jacksonville to Pittsburgh?
He's an older player.
Yeah, kickers can kick until they're almost 50.
He's been a kicker for like 14 years.
I'm pretty sure Janikowski's like fucking 85 and still kicking.
Still kicking.
Literally.
Normal people say it like that for people still alive.
Dude, I think, was it Morton Anderson that was still kicking at 49 years old, I believe, for the Saints?
Charles Winston just had a birthday. He's like 40s or 30s.
Yeah, a kicker, if they're good, can stay in the league a damn long time. But yeah, it's not just Scobie. It's all across the league, dude. Blair Walsh has missed a ton of kicks in Minnesota. It's everywhere, dude. I don't understand what the difference in field goals is from this year to last year.
It could be just part of the psyching out now, because extra points were automatic and now they're not. So now they have added pressure.
And there has been a slight difference in the number of extra points made, but it's guys missing extra point length kicks that were for field goals, but missing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the San Diego guy. Dude, that was not that long of a field goal. What was it, 35, 40 yards? He missed the first one.
So I get back into that. Andy Anderson with his weekly fucking tweet. Go Bears! Hashtag NFL East.
Fuck the Bears.
At least they won. A meme made by Mr. DRG. And it says, the moment you realize Wayne is beating hashtag NFL Easy Picks host in the Pick'em League.
Yeah, he's actually done really, really well. And you can't say it's all, he's just picking favorites.
I mean, I think me and him only differed from like two picks.
Yeah, and he got the right, you got the two wrong.
Yeah, it was Chicago. He picked Chicago, I picked Oakland. And there was another game that he took a gamble on that I didn't.
I'm kind of curious if he's now watching more NFL because he's doing the picks.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I mean, he's got to be paying attention to something or he's getting damn lucky.
Another one from Mr. DRG. Congrats to at GBL316 and at AA_WIR for taking the number one spot in hashtag NFL Easy Picks Pick'em League. This is going to be quite an interesting year. I think this was something we talked about before we started recording, of just how there's still like so many. I mean, obviously there's so many more weeks to play, but we're all fairly close. Minus the people that like forget to pick almost most of the games of the week.
Yeah, I think MJR come in like the second week or something, so he automatically mm-hmm. missed all 16 of the first ones.
Yeah, and then Bartender missed part of a week.
Miguel missed part of a week.
Yeah, so.
And there seems to be a lot of people that forget the Thursday night game too.
But it's not bad just missing the Thursday night
game. No, you can recover, but most of those, three of the four have been pretty much gimmies.
Yeah. Double A says, and he, for some reason, he mentioned himself in this tweet. I don't think he gets Twitter. Should Joe Philbin have been fired? Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I say yes.
Yeah, it wasn't working, whatever he was doing, so they needed to change something up. Sounds like the new coach is kind of a hard ass, actually making the guys, like, you know, hit each other in practice. So, yeah, they needed a change of some sort. It's just very curious that they didn't choose the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. They chose a other random assistant. But it sounds like this guy that they chose has got, he's not very long in the league, but he's got a lot of promise.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the last tweet from DRG. Which rookie running back ends with most total fantasy points? Gordon, Gurley, Coleman, Johnson from Arizona, Yeldon, Abdullah, Johnson from Cleveland, or Williams?
Let's see. I would count Coleman out because of he's going to end up splitting time with Freeman. Duke Johnson's the same. David Johnson's the same. Yeldon, I doubt it. It's got to be between Gurley, Gordon, or Abdullah. And right now, dude, Gurley looked like a fucking beast.
I was thinking Gurley.
And he seems to be what consensus is the most talented. So, I mean, it's got to be Gurley.
Sure.
All right, let's get into the last little bit of our picks, and we will head on out of here. Start with the Thursday night game, the 2-2 Indianapolis Colts at the 1-3 Houston Texans. I'm going with Indy.
Indy.
Yeah, I took Indy also.
The 2-2 Washington Redskins at the 4-0 Atlanta Falcons. Got to roll with Atlanta on this one.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's looking really, really good, so I'll take them.
The 2 2-2 St. Louis Rams at the 4-0 Green Bay Packers, 9-point favorites. Only 2% are picking Seattle. Not Seattle, St. Louis. I have to go with Green Bay.
Green Bay.
I'm going to take Green Bay. It's starting to look like St. Louis is one of those teams that plays really good at home, but then they go on the road and they lay eggs.
And what could possibly be a matchup to figure out who is going to have the first pick of the NFL draft next year? The 1-3 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 1-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going Tampa Bay.
Going Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm gonna try Jacksonville on that one.
Actually, wait a minute. Did I say? Yeah, I meant Jacksonville.
Yeah, you said Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato, they're both Florida teams that suck.
Yeah, flip a coin.
The 0-4 Detroit Lions at the 3-1 Arizona Cardinals. Or no, they're at Detroit. Both will be playing pissed off football, one because they got fucked and the other one because they got beat. Arizona's a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going Arizona.
Yep, yeah, Arizona.
I don't care how pissed off you are. If you suck, so I'm taking Arizona.
The 2-2 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 3-0 New England Patriots. Yeah, I'm expecting Brady and Gronk to murder what's known as Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, New England.
Yeah, did you hear what Greg Hardy called out? Tom Brady says he has a hot girlfriend, a hot wife, and her to come and bring her sister. Yeah, you just pissed off probably one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Yeah, you're a fucking idiot, New England.
Mm-hmm. The 4-0 Denver Broncos at the 2-2 Oakland Raiders. Denver is a 5-point favorite, and I predict Denver will be hitting a home run out of the park.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I've got Denver, but I wouldn't be completely shocked if Oakland won this.
The 1-3 San Francisco 49ers at the 2-2 New York Jets. New York Jets are a 7-point favorite. I'm going with the New York Jets.
We're going with the New York Giants, you mean?
Yeah, Giants, Jets.
Yeah, I think the Jets on a bye week could still beat San Francisco, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I'll pick the Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to take the NFC East winning New York Giants.
And then the Monday night game, the 2-2 Pittsburgh Steelers after a almost week and a half long break against the 2-2 San Diego Chargers. Chargers are 3-point favorites. And I'm going to pick the San Diego Chargers.
San Diego.
Yeah, unless Pittsburgh found a new quarterback in that week and a half, they're still losing. Give me San Diego.
All right. That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. Any plugs or final thoughts or anything, Mop?
At the Mop Jockey.
Same thing to you, FTW.
Just shows.
Just what?
Just the shows.
You don't want to mention them? Not this one, but maybe the other one.
Anything goes.
What's the Twitter handle?
My Twitter will be deleted in a week. I already put the delete request in.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's no point in me having it if I'm not on it. And every time I get on it, I get the urge to drive to Georgia and knock somebody's fucking teeth out. So better I just, fucking scumbag bitch.
I didn't know Slim Jesus was in Georgia.
No, I'd like to find him and slap him too. But
who the hell is Slim Jesus?
We talked about this last week.
Some white rapper that thinks he's a thug, and oh my god, when he gets shot, I'm gonna laugh.
So somebody I still don't give a fuck about.
No, and if you ever want to torture yourself, YouTube the bastard.
What's the other white guy rapper that started working out to be a wrestler? What the fuck was his name?
Kevin Federline?
No. This is somebody more current. He's all tatted up and shit.
That narrows it down. They're all that way now. I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly?
No, yeah, Machine Gun Kelly worked out. He's probably never seen the inside of a fucking gym.
Pretty sure he has, but yeah.
Well, he looks like he needs to eat a sandwich or two because he need or get off the heroin, one or the other.
He's the Angelina love of rapping.
Oh my god, what was that guy's name?
And I was actually meaning if.
No, some fucking big white trash motherfucker.
Devil Vamp.
Actually, FTW, I was meaning the Twitter handle for the Anything Goes.
Oh, yeah, at Anything Goes. Not that one.
No, at the Anything Goes.
What the fuck ever? It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, poor baby. It's not like you have to edit this show or anything.
Nope.
Are you still trying to think over there, Mop?
No, I gave up. Some ugly white rapper that was working out, I think, was with Hogan.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, he was white, so it's allowed.
We won't be seeing him anytime soon.
Nope.
So that will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. I didn't realize at the beginning of the show I didn't throw out all the plugs. You can like us on Facebook if you want, even though I don't like keep forgetting to ever update that thing. Follow us on Twitter at NFL Easy Picks. You can email the show NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. And while you're on Twitter and following us on Twitter, you can use hashtag NFL Easy Picks and your tweets will be read on the show. Not could be, because it's more or less you put it in, we're going to read it. No filtering. I don't think we filter anything. We read the Go Bears tweet from freaking Andy. So anyway. So
Go Bears.
That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks, right here on the Trending Topics Network. And that will conclude the end of regulation time.